into every game with the same expectation, you know, just bettering yourself, being ready for every opportunity that comes your way, and just being able to take advantage of the opportunity given.
The composure and the poise that you showed in that first quarter, long, sustained drives, how do you describe your command of the offense?
You know, that's something that I really took into account that I had to work on after last year's season, you know, being able to grow from that high school quarterback to grow into a college quarterback. I honestly believe that Coach Z and Coach Leipold's coaching staff has done a great job of, you know, developing me as a quarterback and, you know, just being able to stay calm, cool, and collective.
Take us to that last play.
Man coverage, I knew I had a whip route and a corner to the right side. I ended up having to get flushed out the pocket, rolled out to the right, seen Jared just waving his hands wide open in the end zone, and I just had to lob it over one defender. Jared made a catch, and I was able to make a throw over somebody.
You think it'll never walk on?
Say it again.
Get ready to throw. You think I'm throwing this to a walk-on?
No, definitely not. Jared has one of the best hands on the team. I done seen him make some miraculous catches just with one hand. So, you know, walk-on or not, a ball player is going to be a ball player when it counts.
When Lance said that he knew before that position you started, you know, to go for two if you scored a touchdown.
I did not know that we were going to go for two. You know, weight of the world on your shoulders. You know, you just got to make a play when it counts. You know, you never know what's going to happen next. Just stay ready for that opportunity.
Were you surprised that you were going to go for two?
No. I'm sure Coach Leipold wanted to end that game. So I'm not surprised at all. Just glad we were able to come out with the win.
What do you think your program showed today?
We showed a lot of grit. We showed a lot of we showed that we've been working. You know, we've been in a lot of tough, close games this year, but weren't able to be able to finish it. This game, we were able to go through the second half and just be able to show grit all over the field and just be able to work for each other and play for each other.
I saw Lance grab you after the game. Did he share anything with you?
He just said he was proud of me and looking forward to the future.
You took your licks, your lumps, your bumps, your bruises, your groin pains last year. Describe or compare that to what's going on.
Oh, no, it's definitely a totally different quarterback out there. You know, the mental aspect of the game has grown for me. Being able to see blitzes coming pre-snap, being able to see coverages pre-snap, see what they're doing for my wide receivers, you know, seeing the different okey and, you know, odd fronts on the line. You know, these are stuff that coming into college I had to learn. I had to learn over time, you know. And honestly, this offseason really did that for me.
This is a weird question right now, but do you know what you're going to do next week? Are you still redshirt? Do you have any idea right now?
I'm just going to enjoy the night. I'm going to take advantage of the night. You know, we got a great win tonight over a great Texas team. You know, they're definitely a good football team. They showed a lot of grit tonight, but I'm just glad we were able to come out on top.